A cyberspace devotee, Rajendra, in Colorado, wonders about having pictures of the gods in the bedroom and other places in the house. Is that all right? And yes, of course, we must be reminded of the gods at any place and at all times. Lord Shiva, for instance, is within all things. That's the basis and fundamental belief within Hinduism. Within everything, within your house, within the trees, all animals, and bugs, and bees, and people, the divine energy of Shiva is flowing through everything. Rajendra has one more question. Once to worship Shiva in the new moon time, the crescent moon that is represented in the picture of Shiva's hair. And when is that? That is the fourth day of the new moon. A very auspicious time to worship Lord Shiva, Rajendra. Our yogi Nada Swami and Sadaka Dalapani really enjoyed meeting you in Colorado. And we would like to invite you to our Inner Search Travel Study Program in August this year through all the countries of Europe, where we'll be meeting the Hindu community at each stop on the ship. A question from John, who's a Catholic in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, wondering about sin, such as adultery and sins of that nature. How can we get over them? Why do they give us a guilty conscience and so forth? Well, since you're becoming interested in Hinduism, I would suggest that you get the beautiful new book that we have just published, How to Become a Hindu. And it'll give you all the basics of Hinduism and answer your many questions, such as on sin and so forth. Adultery, for instance, breaks up the family because the psychic currents within your body, the body of your wife and children, are all tied together. If you bring somebody else from the outside in on those psychic currents, there will be a difference, very definitely so, and that will be felt. Prayaschitta, penance of extreme nature, can balance those forces, such as kavati, two or three times, with 15 spears or more. And you see this happening in Kuala Lumpur, and Singapore, and all through Southeast Asia. Can balance the currents of the body, and if your wife forgives, perhaps the sin will be mitigated.